I can't sign whatever name I want, my married name.
That's no, we have to sign the name that we have to put on your driver's license. Okay. So that's the only thing I can take for your signature.
That's Shakira McCollum Tucker with her wife Danielle by her side as she handed in her revoked license to a manager inside the office.
I'm floored. You know, the fact that you're just like telling me I'm Tucker, that's fine. You can say that, but I know in my heart that I am McCollum Tucker.
Then Danielle delivered a petition with 10,000 signatures gathered on the website change.org.
We're hoping you guys will change this discriminatory policy.
I will certainly get it to the appropriate officials with our agency.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Shakira legally married Danielle in Boston this past summer. Shortly after, Shakira was able to place her married name on her Georgia license. But last month, Georgia's Department of Driver Services asked for the license back, unless Tucker could bring in a passport with her new name or go through a court-ordered name change. Outside the driver services office, Shakira said it's something she will eventually do, but she shouldn't have to.
It just makes no sense. You know, why do I have to spend whatever it is to get a passport, but no one else does? Like, why do same-sex couples have to do that?
The state's Department of Driver Services declined to comment. But in the letter, the department said it's prohibited by the state's constitution from recognizing a same-sex marriage from another state. Michelle Worth, WABE News.